a voice keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
Mark, I have a new word for you.
Yeah.
Okay, take a look at this word.
Exit.
You knew it. Exit. He knew that word. This word is exit, folks. And tell me, what does exit mean?
That means when you're walking and you're going to come out of the door, it says exit.
That's right. It's sort of a door that you walk out of, isn't it? And if you were in the school and you wanted to go out, which door would you go out? Would you go out a door with a sign that said
exit?
That's right. That would get you out, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And if you were in the movies and you wanted to go out, which door would you go out?
Exit.
Right. Exit it is.
The sunrise from a dropping eye. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the marketplace in old and dear. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when. I'd be so alone without you. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. In blue. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you. You belong to me. I'll be so alone. Maybe you'll be lonesome too. Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again. You belong.
I love you and I miss you. Don't forget about me. You won't forget about me.
I won't forget about you. It's cool. No matter where he takes you. Timbuktu, it don't matter. Because we're fate. No. Nobody can stop fate. Nobody can. Now one of these nights soon, I'll be coming for you.
Alrighty, people. The Norm L is here. And thanks to the lovely people on before, Mandy and Ness, leaving me with some nice feelings before I get to play some music here for us all on Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, BC. My name is Tyler, and I'm your host for the next hour or so. I'm going to go sign up early. We're usually scheduled 10 to 12, but Ben has taken ill, so I'm filling in for him, and I had prior engagements, so I'm probably going to leave around 11 and go out dancing. Until then, I'm going to dance in the studio and welcoming you all to also shake your hips. Here's Wiley with 100% Publishing.
I want 100% publishing, so I'm gonna DIY. I know some don't care about the grand scene, but I'm gonna till I die. I got beats and flow, stadium show, so I'm here doing alright. Nobody knows if it's gonna work overseas, but you wait until I try. I get the flag and fly it. When you see my new album buying, producer MTLP, I supply it. Think of a vibe, then multiply it. By 10 times, I cause a riot. How do you do that? That's amazing. It's real grand music that you're craving. Exit the week and bring the raving. Start creating, stop the hating. I do it like I don't wanna stop. I work hard like I don't wanna flop. In the gutter, I don't wanna rock. Don't wanna judge them, don't wanna mock. Why am I fighting for survival? When I'm this good at what I do, no rivals. I got a skank in this tribal, marketing viral. I've been on a 10-year cycle. No plating, I sprayed rhythm on a vinyl. 12-10 spinning in a pattern of a spiral. This year I'm gonna go pop. But I don't mean idle, local. Anywhere I go, I get headlines. I get it done in this way before deadlines. Get it right, they are never gonna block me. I search for the dirt in your hair like a headlight. No kidding, no breading. You can't reach to the level where you're doing my heading. I wanna hold back loud and really, but then tomorrow it's like, why to get them? I do it like I don't wanna stop. I work hard like I don't wanna flop. In the gutter, I don't wanna rock. Don't wanna judge them, don't wanna mock. I want 100% publishing, so I'm gonna DIY. I know some don't care about the grime scene, but I'm gonna till I die. I got beats and flow, stadium show, so I'm here doing alright. Nobody knows if it's gonna work overseas, but you wait until I try. I get the flag and fly. Gassed up to the eyeballs, think you're innocent just like guy fools. You're not a don, so get off your high calls. When I apply fools, I'm worth bigger fruit than a nine calls. I get money, but I don't want a white fools. These are my faults. Some man get tried and a little man won, but man get tried in a high call. I do it like I don't wanna stop. I work hard like I don't wanna flop. In the gutter, I don't wanna rock. Don't wanna judge them, don't wanna mock. I want 100% publishing, so I'm gonna DIY. I know some.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? Well, anyways, that was Wiley with 100% publishing. I guess I'll have to do something else. Let's try this one, Numbers in Action, Sticky Remix. Must have something on my compact disc.
Where A-listed. To get it right, I know it's all about timing. I reinvent, I'm like a brand new signing. I talk about the little ladder we are climbing. Music ain't a thing because I know I put the time in. If it's an issue and you're gonna need tissue because your eyeballs are watering, you can stop whining, whinging, change what you're thinking. I'm all for putting the pen to the paper because I'm an all for. I'm never putting an act on. I've done this thing since Jack and Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see, yo, can you send me what I called for? Like green sticky, everyone you might walk for. You say they don't like Whitey, talk more. Because I educate like a tutor. Musical, you see me group one, you're in group four. And you got the fever, the one you need soup for. These other spitters ain't hot, they are lukewarm. Have you ever seen a gram spirit in its true form? Help put a foot in a shoe, like a shoe horn. They tell me kick back a little, come too raw. I say the things on your mind and what your crew saw. I got the vision, I can open up a new door. And I'm one of the greatest, but my sound's fresh like I'm one of the latest. I can move floors, especially dance ones. Plus I got kicks, chart ones, full core. I'm never putting an act on. I've done this thing since Jack and Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson. But now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see, yeah, mugs, what they wanna take you for. Do I really take the
the piss, I ain't too sure. People saying that my last six Rolex, so I ain't stopping when I know that I can do more. They're bugging me, that's what it sounds like. I bought the albums, outright sounds right. So in tune with the sounds, gonna sound right. Two number ones up, I'm on a now hype. I'm never putting an act on, I've done this thing since Shattered Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson, but now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see. I'm never putting an act on, I've done this thing since Shattered Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson, but now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. Dollars. I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. Full circle, like a merry-go-round. I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. I wanna see dollars. I wanna see pounds. Full circle, like a merry-go-round. I'm never putting an act on, I've done this thing since Jack and Saxon. And I'm still a fan of Michael Jackson, but now I wanna see numbers in action. 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 I wanna see.
Going about it all the wrong way with Gideon.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I mean, you ask her out, she says no, and what do you do about it? Hang about her garden all night, weeping into her fish pond.
How do you know about that?
How do I know? It's in all the papers. Man kills koi carp with human tears, pages 4 to 44. They interviewed one of the carp and everything. He was furious.
Oh, it's all salty. I'm fresh water.
I don't you understand women. I mean, what do you think women like?
Trumpets.
Trumpets.
Bookmarks.
They don't like bookmarks. They like edgy characters.
I've got edge.
You're about as edgy as a Satsuma.
I'm a crazy man. I'm a nut job. I'm a freak ball. You know? I break through all boundaries. If I see a boundary, I eat a boundary and wash it down with a cup of hot steaming rolls. Huh?
You better run along, Danger Mouse.
I'm not running along to Fossil. I go on my own sweet time. Go on with the Maverick.
You're Fossil's bitch. That's the word on the street.
Word on the street? Who are you? T-Bone Wilson.
I spoke to Leroy. He said he saw you dancing for Fossil in the moonlight in little blue pants.
I don't dance for Fossil, okay?
He was giving you coin, you were giving him booty.
Listen, I was playing Fossil like a pipe. Yeah?
Whatever.
Yeah? I was putting a move on him.
As if your moves work.
Nice hat.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got the moves. I got the moves, no mistake. I don't run along to Fossil. Go on my own time.
Moon! I won't tell you again, my bitch!
I had to see him about something anyway.
Myself an error, but my lover is how you go down to the men's. something there about my lover. I don't know her from another miss. I don't know you from another. See me run, now you're gone. Dream on. I'm dying to leave. Every time we grab, we know we're severed lines. Where have all those flowers gone? Long time passing. Why you keep me just to keep me tasking? You keep on asking.
Toy like people make me boy like. Toy like people make me boy like. They're invisible. When the dripping flips, they get physical. Below my lips and everything you got, hope alloy like. Now you're lost and you're lethal. And that's about the time you gotta leave. Oh, these good people.
Thank you. hustling. That's why you move just like what I am, the early bird. There's no stress, cause I don't care what you heard.
Yeah. against my skin. I began to hear from my body, my form. You get so you can look at sounds, almost see the waves they make, trembling in the air. Thank you.
Just a little side note. Coming up next Thursday, 8 o'clock till midnight in the basement. Got a little shindig going on with the Norm L and Roaming Radio. And yeah, come on in and it's a bit of a, you know, drop-in fee, I guess, or, you know, discretionary fee. And yeah, it'll be in the basement at 308 A Hall Street. We're playing live and broadcasting live and just trying to raise some money for the, the radio station. That's the way we run things around here. It's volunteer-based. So. Anyways, back to the track. This is Kootenai Co-op Radio and the Norm L. Like I said, next Thursday night, 8 o'clock. Come on down.
Just We'll be right back. You know those guys with the little hands? You know, with the big pockets? You know, with a little version of themselves in the front pocket.
Kangaroo.
Yeah. Anyways, we can make them fight and make lots of money.
That goes against every principle I aspire to as a zookeeper. Animals should never be made to fight one another.
Not one another, Glossy Dick. You!
Me? I'm not doing that. What are you talking about? No way am I fighting a kangaroo.
Well, how about, Moon, I give you this cup? It's polystyrene.
That's not going to swing it, Mr. Fossil.
All right. I didn't want to have to do this, Moon. But I've got pictures of you nude. That's right. And I'm going to put them all over my body and run around the zoo.
You can't do this.
Oh, yeah? I got a Xerox machine that says I can.
The fight's in 2 days, Moon.
hands on the murder weapon. One of them come, I'm gonna kill them dead. Two of them come, I'm gonna run them red. Without a trace, I'll send them to their beds. And another one dead. Shine your gun, shine your gun. Shine your gun, rude boy. Shine your gun, shine your gun. Shine your gun right now. Watch, I got my Glock on my waist. Watch, I got my Glock on my waist. You want to get acquainted to better see, or you want to meet my Glock Charlie. Yeah. Shine your gun, shine your gun. Shine your gun right now. Shine your gun, shine your gun. Time for the showdown. You got the Glock, you got the power. You can't mock your face, my boy. Smoke your trees, you move the ease. You move the food, you move the water. Shine your gun.
Fossil.
Well, not great. You're not going to believe this. What he wants me to do, right, is fight with a kangaroo.
What?
To make money.
A kangaroo?
Yeah, me, one-on-one with a kangaroo.
You get your head smashed off.
I know, it's ridiculous. The man's insane. I'm not doing it. Thing is, he's got pictures of me naked.
What?
Which he says he's going to put up around the zoo if I don't fight. You know, I'm
so
not,
what?
I'm not bothered. I mean, I've not got nothing to be ashamed of, but...
Who cares?
It's just slightly embarrassing.
People see pictures of naked people all the time. It's not really going to make any... Oh! Christ!
What's the matter?
What's that?
Everyone's got that, haven't they?
No, that business there.
It's just normal, isn't it?
You're a freak.
What do you mean? It's just this one.
I don't want to see it live.
Vince, look. It's just that. Vince!
Get away!
Vince!
You're not right!
Vince!
Get away!
Disfigured and alone. Shadows. Must I live like a freak, deformed, useless, and embarrassed?
move like water, I go with the flow. I go back to old school, I go back to wrong. But this is not history, it's the start of the show. Never worry, that is the way that I roll. I'm a bad man. What is it? Let me say again. You can try copy like a slave to a trend. Nothing they can say and nothing they can do. It's no problem for me, but it's a problem for you.
Thank you.
Well, like I said before, it's time to go. It's 11:15. And I got something in my legs. My legs want to get moving or something. So I guess I'll play one more track on the way out. So I'm going to finish my drink. All right. This has been the Normail. We're here every Thursday night. And next Thursday, actually, is a party downstairs here. That's right, at 308 A Hall Street. Here in Nelson, BC. And us and Roaming Radio at 8 o'clock will be starting the show. Anyways, on and off the show with this last track. And thanks for listening to the Norm L. That's right, it's the last track. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm just going to play it. Nighty night.
Soul on fire.
Mind if I sit down? What am I gonna do?
Have you thought about joining the circus? You better do something, otherwise we're in trouble.
How are you in trouble?
Well, Mick Jagger didn't hang out with the Elephant Man, did he?
What am I gonna do, more to the point? Yeah? Mrs. Gideon finds out about this, it's over for me.
What about if you fight the kangaroo?
What?
Imagine if you fight the kangaroo and beat it. It'll be amazing. You'll be dangerous. You'll have edge. You'll be a pirate. Gideon will be all over you like a flannel.
Yeah, well, that's a good plan.
It's perfect.
One problem. How do I beat a kangaroo?
I'll train you up.
You?
Yeah.
You'll train me up?
Yeah. I'm a cockney bitch.
What?
I'm a ragamuffin from the streets.
You're a French duke, if ever I saw one. You lie around in hammocks all day in soft cheese.
Listen, I'm a chimney sweep. I could train you up. All my family are into boxing. All of them. Even my auntie, she loves it. My family are nutters. My uncle once punched the man so hard his legs became trombones. It's genius. It's embarrassing. The man had to leave the ring like this.
Are you going to help me or are you going to do a little dance? What's this?
I can only get one size.
Your size, that's nice.
Come on, these are the original tracks it's Carlos Santana wore when he was training for Woodstock.
Yeah, well, he could have washed them because they stink.
Never mind all of that, right? Let's check out your opponent, yeah? Got these videos off Naboo, kangaroo videos. Let's check them out.
Fully grown kangaroo, if attacked, will lean back on its tail and, using its hind legs, disembowel its prey in
That's not true.
Adult kangaroo can punch through solid steel. If a man was to fight a kangaroo, he would be immediately killed.
Actually, this is not the video I was thinking of. This is the one.
Hey, Skipper, how you doing? You all right there, mate? Skipper, you psycho, get off me. He's gone berserk. He's killing everyone. It's a flaming bloodbath. Skipper, no! I'm being disemboweled!
Let's not concentrate on your opponent. I've got a better idea. Let's go to my uncle's gym. He'll know what to do. He's great. He knows everything about boxing.
He looks like a retard. When's the fight?
Tomorrow night.
There's only one way to get this boy ready for the fight.
Training montage.
With music.
Yeah.
Stop.
What are we going to do with Howard?
Oh, he's hopeless. I've got an idea.
Yeah?
It's an old boxing trick. What you do is you build up his confidence while letting him beat a weaker opponent. Yeah.
Nice.
Right, I'll go get someone.
Great.
Easy does it, Margaret.
Hey, Howard.
Shatner.
Right, we're down to the critical stages of your training now, yeah?
Right.
Sparring.
Sparring?
Yeah.
Okay, who am I going to fight? This guy here?
I don't think so. He's way too dangerous. That's Mickey the Fist.
What about this fella?
I don't think so.
He's more my standard, yeah?
Not really. That's Jimmy the Reach. I mean, he doesn't look like much, but check out his arms.
Right, okay. Well, who am I going to fight then?
Don't worry about it. My uncle's found someone that matches the exact proportions of your opponent.
Yes! Whoa! Whoa! Stay down! Stay down there, you little midget!
Loser!
Yes! Howard Moon! I rain down the pain. I'm Monsoon Moon. I'm coming at you like a beam, like a ray. Like a laser, don't try and stop me. I'm quick, like lightning. I'm frightening. Ow! Yeah? You want a piece of me now? You got nothing.
Nothing, eh?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to teach you some manners, boy.
Yeah, well, come on then. Step into the painy season.
I beg your pardon?
Painy, rainy. I'm switching the words around. Get with the lingo.
Listen, you hooligan. I'm going to get you. Not today, but one day. You will feel my pugilistic rage upon your face. I always get my man.
I ordered a pizza last Saturday. Mushrooms.
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
Gushy. Tangy.
Exceptionally twisted. Like me. I waited in anticipation.
I'm blubbering.
By the seduction of the poster on the wall. Voices said my name.
Anyone.
Suddenly, with no warning, a malleable young female smiled and quaffed. I said,
extra cheese.
She said, oh yes.
Extra cheese.
Not too hip.
Not too happening.
Just cheesy. It was then that I noticed her name tag.
Extra cheesy.
That's right, kiddies. Not too hip. Not too happening. Just cheesy. Extra cheesy. If you can hear my voice, your radio is turned on and you are tuned in to your community information station of the nation, Kootenai Co-op Radio. That's 93.5 on your FM in beautiful Nelson, BC, 96.5 up that gorgeous Kootenai Lake, and 107.5 FM in super fantabulous New Denver. CJLY. Why? Because we love you. And we especially love you here on the Say Cheese Show. Who loves ya on the Say Cheese Show, you might ask? Well, your groovy hostess with the cheesy mostest, Louisey LaCheesy. Back on the scene with her record machines, here to wake you, bake you, shake you, and make you smile with your Saturday cartoon show on the radio, playing strange music from the past until today. And today is an extra special day, kiddies. Here on the Say Cheese Show, we are proud to say that we are sponsored by DaisyDevine.com. And Miss Daisy Devine wants to remind all you kids out there from 5 to 195 that art makes you smart. So check out DaisyDevine.com if you want to get smart and stay smart with art. Lots of exciting things happening today on the Say Cheese Show. We have been having a special guest on our show quite regularly, Miss Anna Victoria. And people on the street keep on stopping me and saying, Louisa Cheese, we love this girl, Anna Victoria. We love how you girls talk back and forth and banter so freely. And we like that you also play music at the same time. So, this is a special show. The Babes of Banter is for the whole hour today on the Say Cheese Show. Yes, you asked for it and you got it. Because that's what we do here on the Say Cheese Show. You tell me what you like, you tell me what you don't like, and Louisey LaCheesy will tweak it to how you like it. Because we are an interactive show for you, the listeners. Kootenai Co-op Radio, we are member-driven and member-owned. We're radio from the heart. So today on Babes of Banter, we'll be bantering about a recent show that Anna, Victoria, and I went to go see on Halloween. We went to go see Women in Weimar. And a very hot off the press event that happened before we went to the show, Women broke up. Also, we'll be talking about food, love, music, and skateboarding. And of course, we chat a little about vinyl. So stay tuned and dropped out, kiddies. Let's keep it weird. Right now, we're listening to the Pixies. From their album, Doolittle, we're listening to Hey. We're taking it back a bit to 1989. Up next, we have a little clip from the show Women in Weimar, from the Church of France. So if you didn't get a chance to see Women's last show, now's your chance. Listen up, kiddies. You heard it first on the Say Cheese Show.
The shit just set up so we're playing. We're not actually doing a show. We're just trying to have as much fun as we can.
Like, 2 seconds ago, we weren't truly bantering, but now it's truly banter.
That's right. Babes of Banter are back and better than ever. Listening to women.
Oh, man. Women played a show in Weimar on Halloween night, and Louise and I went to it.
Sure did. And some people might think that, well, actually, women's last show was in Victoria, but no, that's wrong.
It was in Weimar, kids.
It was in Weimar.
Mm-hmm. And it was eventful.
It was. It was at Fonce's church. Basically, Weimar now has three venues to see music: the schoolhouse, the hall, and Fonce's church. Church of Fonce.
Yeah. Pull up the church, my mind almost blew. We're like, you know, gonna see Women, which is a super rad band, in this super small venue, and there's only like a few people outside around the fire. I was like, no, I was spasming. We found out shortly after we pulled up that the band had actually broken up.
Tragedy.
Mm-hmm. There's only, two members of the band there? Two or three?
I think two.
Two. Yeah,
and then the
two.
Roadie with that nice mustache.
Yeah, they had an awesome roadie.
But I don't know if he was a roadie or not. We could be really just insulting the guy.
I don't know. No, I think he was a roadie. Just from when we were conversing and I'm like, your band is awesome. And he's like, yeah, those guys were like, whatever. He didn't say, like, include himself in the band.
Like, those guys have known each other since elementary school.
Yeah, he kept referring to, like, the band as those guys. So I'm pretty sure he was roadie. But he, like, we shouldn't use the word roadie because he basically was just a rad human.
He was. He was so nice.
Yeah.
And then he did that little photo shoot of just dudes hanging out with dudes in a van.
Yeah, man. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing at all. They gave us some free stuff.
I don't know if you heard this on CBC Radio 3, kids, but there was a huge kerfuffle in Victoria, and after Women had their onstage brawl, the fans went crazy and started stealing merch.
It was shenanigans.
So then they come to Weimar, and they're like, oh, look it, there's three babes dressed up as dudes listening to Women. How cool is that?
I think that really, you know, just kind of mellowed them all out, you know, made them feel like all was right with the world. Yeah, so they handed some, you know, the rest of their merch out to us, which was welcomed with open arms. I guess the scene in Victoria was wild, but crazy. Fist fight between the bros on stage, guitar smashing, merch stealing, threats of the band breaking up forever, you know, very dramatic.
I hope that's not true. I hope it's just threats, you know? Because it seems like they're like a family, these guys. You know, you have your ups and your downs with family, but you gotta work it out, guys. I mean, you're Calgary's claim to fame. Forget that feist.
I know, that's what I kept saying. I think it's Matthew. Matthew's the bassist. He was there in Weimar. He was dressed up as Mr. T.
I thought you and Mr. T were gonna have a little romance.
A little brown makeup swapping?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, you know, I was just trying to help him through his steez. It was pretty sad. You know, he just had a big old fight with his bro, a fist fight with your bro. That sucks. They're actual brothers. The singer and the bassist are brothers, and they, like, you know, they had a fist fight on stage. That's a little bit embarrassing. You're used to that happening in the private recesses of your bedroom when you're children, but out on a stage in front of, like, a quadrillion people, it's kind of embarrassing.
Way embarrassing.
Yeah.
So this next song we're playing here on Babes of Banter is going out to Matthew and his brother.
Matthew, we love you.
We love you, Matthew. And this is Explosions in the Sky, one of Anna Victoria's favorite bands, Your Hand in Mine, like you and your brother used to do and your kids. Just remember, you're bros.
I'm sending this out to Matthew. Come back to Nelson. We'll have a big group hug. It'll all be okay.
It sounds like Anna Victoria would be into doing more than just a group hug, but that's not a kid's show. And this is a kid's show. The Say Cheese Show is for kids from 5 to 195.
Group hug.
cut the cheese.
Say that one more time, and I swear I'm gonna hurt you.
You know what they say, two's company, cheese a crowd.
Shut it!
Hey, what do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Look, I'm not playing your game, okay?
Nacho cheese.
Who told you puns are funny? Because they're not.
Oh, ow, my head hurts.
Good.
Yeah, I just don't feel very Gouda. Get it? Gouda?
I hate you, and I hate your stupid puns.
How about a little bit more cheese with your wine?
That's it. I'm not listening to any more puns.
Hey, cheese.
No.
Hey.
No.
Hey, cheese.
Not listening. La, 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 la.
Oh, it's time to sing? Okay. La, 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 la.
Are you recording us?
Yep.
Okay, because Babes of Banter works so much better without questions. Louise, stop asking questions. I'm saying that on air, so everybody out there can hear.
I have an inquiring mind. I want to know.
Our banter is much more natural without the without interrogation, right? Dude, I want a snack. Louise, I'm feeling snacky, snack-like.
Oh, it's funny you should say that, because look what I have for you, Victoria.
Louise, that is a fantastical Rice Krispie Square with caramel chocolate chips.
Uh-huh, because that's how women treat each other. They don't fight.
No, we don't fight on stage and smash each other's guitars.
We bring each other sweet treats.
Yes, so thank you.
You're welcome. So my advice to women, stop being such women and give each other sweetie treaties.
Mm-hmm. Make each other Rice Krispie Squares. Have a group hug. Call it a day.
I would be willing to send some of my Rice Krispie treats, which I make with scorba, and I also make with butterscotch chips, because we love you here on Babes of Banter.
Just take a moment to snack. These are good snacks, Louise.
Yes. Basically, I'm the worst cook ever, but when it comes to smoothies, salads, and Rice Krispie treats...
And snacking?
I'd make a good wife for a man who likes Rice Krispie treats. And actually, we were just discussing that.
What?
How much I love big boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were kind of like perving on the guitarist of women.
The guitarist?
Yeah.
No.
The one in the sailor suit?
Who's the drummer?
Yeah, but he also played guitar.
I know, isn't that awesome? Bands that switch it up?
Mm-hmm.
It's way cool.
Let's also give a shout-out to Tom from Weimar. He also, him and his wife Nyla, run the Salmo Indoor Skate Park, which isn't open right now, but it's going to reopen soon. And Tom, at the women's show, helped women actually perform.
Yeah, he was the mystery guy.
He was mystery guy. Tom, shout-out.
And did you know, when I went home, I was like, I know that guy. I thought I knew him from Weimar because I used to live in Weimar for years. But I used to tree plant with Tom.
No way.
Way.
Do you remember what company?
Never Keen, of course. Another big shout out of love going to Evergreen Forest Services.
Oh, how we love ya.
Yes.
And your low, low prices. Your low tree prices.
So, here's another one going out to women. This is breaking up is hard to do. Stop being such women.
Group hug.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. Cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me off.
Little extra cheese on the taco. Little extra cheese on the taco. Little extra cheese on the taco.
Hi. Hi, Anna. Victoria. Is that your way of saying hi to all our listeners?
Hey, listeners.
You're listening to Babes of Banter, and we're listening to Chad Van Galen, City of Electric Light. And Anna, Victoria, and I were lucky enough to go see old Chad Van Galen in...
At Starbelly, Louise.
Starbelly Jamboree.
It's really good. You know what, just as an aside here, I'd like to apologize to Matthew from the band Women. When I was hanging out with you on Halloween night, I was had a little bit to drink, but I was also sick, so I had taken a lot of cough syrup. I was mixing cough syrup with wine, and as we all know out there in Radioland, that can produce unpredictable results. So I may have said a couple stupid things in our conversation. Matthew, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Whatever, Anna. We showed up there wearing We Love Women shirts, dressed as men who love women.
Yeah, with beards and mustaches.
You could have said anything.
Anything. And you would have fallen in love with us.
Well, actually, the super nice human that technically wasn't part of the band, he's not the roadie, the bassist and the drummer, and then me, you, and Vance Romance. The six of us, really. We just should have continued the tour.
Yeah. Definitely. So anytime you want to continue a tour, Women, Part of Women, the bassist and the drummer of Women, come back to Nelson. Let's go on our merry way.
We'll treat you real good.
Oh, yeah.
That's meant in the purest way, you know. We'll show you how to have a good time.
Yeah, we'll be like bro party fun times.
Yeah, we're just like dudes, but with the wrong parts.
Yeah, wrong part dudes.
Oh, geez, Louise, Anna.
So I just got you, Louise.
You did.
In studio. I just played a practical joke on Louise. I actually got you. Your face looked worried.
I lost one of my favorite magazines at this party. And Anna Victoria brings it back in a lawyer envelope.
Not like I would have a lawyer's envelope. Why would I have a lawyer's envelope?
She said, Louise, someone just stopped me on the street and was like, do you know Louise LaCheese? This is from the lawyer.
Yeah, someone served me in your name, Louise.
And I believed you.
Mm-hmm.
Holy.
I'm that convincing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, like I told my students in Indonesia, my brain is like a piece of meat that got beat for 15 years. Go easy on me. Sometimes when I'm talking, I remind myself of a female, less funny Rodney Dangerfield.
So, Louise, you stop by Girl Skate Night tonight? Would you see down there, perchance?
Oh, my
gosh. Do tell.
I saw some flippity-flopping kickity-flips. I don't know the proper term for them. I think it was called a kick flip.
Yep, you saw Anna doing a kick flip.
Yeah, Anna, who likes to talk about herself in the third person, rocked a kick flip.
Right in front of Louise's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think, besides your skills, which are amazing, I think it had something to do with that skateboard you're riding. What is it called again?
Yeah, the Firewood. Speaking of Firewood skateboards, Justin, the owner of Firewood Skateboards, came down to, he hobbled down to Girl Skate Night tonight. He's got a broken ankle. So he hobbled on down, and I gave him a little interview, a little Anna Justin interview. I asked him what his favorite skateboard tricks are. His first favorite was backside kickflip. And our friend Maddie down at skate park did one for him, just in honor of his favorite skate trick. And then I asked him, what is your second favorite kickflip trick? Because there's no way that I can do a backside kickflip. Not right now. So he said his second favorite was a Vario kickflip, which I vowed to perform for him next week, next Thursday at Girl Skate.
So now you have to go practice?
Yep. Well, that's okay, Louise, because I have a Ollie flip trick station, practice station set up at my house. Everyone out there in Radioland, next week at Girl Skate Night, I am going to do a Vario kickflip in front of everybody. All right.
Pretend I never heard about Girl Skate Night. Give me the elevator. Give me the thumbnail. Give me the down low.
What, again?
Paul?
Louise, we've already bantered about girls'
bathing. Do you know that it takes a minimum of 8 times for someone to get it? It takes a person 8 times.
Okay, girls' skate night's like the super cool thing that goes on every Thursday, 6:30 till 9 o'clock, down at the Nelson Indoor Skate Park, the youth center. It's all girls, all fun, good times, tunes, learning stiff on 4 wheels, skateboards. Come on down. Come one, come all. All ages are welcome. It's a good time. Louise, I still can't convince Louise to come down.
I have soft bones? I have a condition?
Louise is osteoporotic.
I'm old. Brittle bones and I didn't drink enough milk.
Okay, Louise is younger than me. And yet she's claiming that she has old lady bones. What does that say about me, Louise? I don't know. I need another snack.
This is music to Anna Victoria's ears.
What is it?
It's people doing skateboard tricks.
Oh, yes. I knew that. Love that sound. I love that crisp ollie sound. When I just got my brand new Firewood skateboard, it made that crisp ollie sound.
You know, I wish my mom would have let me skate.
You know what, Louise? You have to let you skateboard. Come on down to Girl Skate Night. I'm sick of this. Get on down here.
The first cut is the deepest, and I'm just trying to heal that wound that my mother slashed my dreams of skateboarding ever. You
what
know?
Exactly did she say?
You can't skateboard, Louise.
What?
And I was going to hurt myself, and then she was like, but I'll buy you a banana board. Banana boards were more dangerous than skateboards. They're like little skinny, sketchy, ghetto little skateboards. Yeah.
What was Mama Louise thinking?
Again, her brain was like a piece of meat that got beat for 15 years.
What are we going to listen to next, Louise? Louise, you know what happened to a couple of girls from Girls Skate Night last night here in Nelson?
What happened?
They were innocently skateboarding down the street when a couple of cops pulled them over and proceeded to give them a very hard time. Two grown women who pay taxes, own houses in Nelson, and were given a hard time by a couple of cops who threatened to take their boards away.
Ah!
Can you believe it?
No.
The insult.
Yeah, these women are like community members, work with people in the community.
Mm-hmm. One woman has 2 children, 19 and 16 years old, innocently riding on 4 wheels down the street in Nelson. You know, owns a home, pays taxes, and yet, what? Gets harassed by the police for what reason? What problem was there?
What did the police say? Why? Skating?
Yeah, just apparently just because they were standing on this piece of wood with 4 wheels on it, they were in trouble and breaking some kind of law and were threatened and intimidated. I can't believe it.
So what I'm hearing, Anna Victoria, is that there's a serious need for an outdoor skate park here in Nelson.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying, Louise.
When growing adults are being harassed on the street by the police who are paid to serve and protect us with our tax money? Hello, that's an outrage.
Absolute outrage, Louise.
Now, in my mind, I am just as infuriated as I was when the girls couldn't breastfeed down at the Great Canadian Pooper Store. I'm almost upset as that. But maybe even more upset because these small town cops are just wasting taxpayers' money by bugging taxpayers.
I agree. They're driving around in a 2010 Charger, a luxury vehicle, bought from, I don't even know if I can say it, Louise. Bought from, stolen money from poor people in this community in the extended area. They're driving around in luxury vehicles and harassing moms for, going down the street on a skateboard.
So, what I hear you saying is basically NWA said it right when they said, Help the police.
The police.
Get a skate park in Nelson.
Word.
And by the time that this show airs, the votes will all be counted for the Aviva community funding. So maybe a good thing will have happened. Maybe all the people will have voted and the votes counted, and we might have the funding for the skate park, and then, you know, there's less chance of the police bothering community members.
Tax-paying, law-abiding community members.
What an outrage. I'm cheesed off. Thanks for letting us know about that, Anna Victoria.
You're welcome, Louise.
The last recording I gave you, it had the long form of Babes of Brutality, and then it had the condensed.
You just said Babes of Brutality.
Ooh.
Oh my god. The roller derby group you ripped off to name Babes of Banter.
Yeah,
and I called you on it, Louise.
Oh yeah, I openly admit I ripped off Babes of Brutality.
Plug them, Louise. Tell them why, Louise.
Okay, this next song is going out to the Babes of Brutality in Salmo. Babes of Brutality are amazing women on four wheels, but not on four wheels and a board. These are four wheels that are boots. The Babes of Brutality, they are a roller derby team, and they haul butt. They are super fantabulous, strong, empowered women on wheels.
And why do you owe them a plug, Louise?
Well, beyond being amazing and talented and tough and hot all at the same time, I named our little radio bit here the Babes of Banter in honor of the Babes of Brutality, because I want to be a positive role model for children, and not just young girls, but children, and be tough and strong and fast on wheels. But also, I've got a soft spot for bantering.
You ripped off the Babes of Brutality, didn't you?
I did. You can't polish a turd.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Babes of Brutality.
It's just, the Babes of Banter officially admit to ripping off the Babes of Brutality.
But it's because I love you, Babes of Brutality.
Turn my levels back on. I just noted. Start recording right this second. Louise just messed up. She stopped recording like halfway through this conversation. Louise had the most ultimate Babes of Banter ever. Okay, what did you do, Louise? Explain it to Radio Live.
I screwed up.
And how did you screw up?
I didn't press record.
Okay, so again, what do we need to talk about over again, please? Inform us. Please inform me so we can, like, you know.
So we talked about the Cars. Talked about the band The Cars.
We talked about some of the exciting things that will be happening here on the Say Cheese Show next weekend. Next Saturday will be the membership extravaganza. So we talked about some of the things that will be happening next weekend here at High Noon. One of them being the possibility that everyone's favorite relative will be in the studio. That's right. The possibility that Drunk Uncle might be here and playing live in the studio here on Hall Street this weekend. That's another thing we talked about, Anna Victoria.
Food. We talked about the lack of food in Nelson.
I'm starving. It's 10:35 in Nelson. There's nothing open ever, anywhere, ever. Okay? I'm just basically, I'm gonna have to be sad, crying, you know, like tearing up my pillow all night long because my belly is shriveled, atrophied, starving. Nelson, what is wrong with you? Why is there nothing open past, like, nothing o'clock? You know, i.e. 8 o'clock.
I don't know, Anna Victoria, but I'll tell you one thing I was thinking. I was thinking maybe I'd get a Krishna boyfriend.
No. You know what? This is a do-over, Louise. This is your fault. This is going to get pretty aggro from here on in. We're going to get angry here on Babes of Banter. You do not want a Krishna boyfriend, okay? I heard you were a total groupie and that you wanted maybe... you were a groupie. You wanted a groupie boyfriend.
I want a groupie boyfriend that's into radio dish jockeys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's into Say Cheese Show.
Yeah. So you can call here to the station if you want to be Louisa Cheese's part-time lover. Tribal tattoos need not apply, as we said last week. Just thinking, your Krishna boyfriend. Okay, you got Krishna. He's got good values.
All those sexy janitors out there need apply, though. Please do apply. Sexy janitors, apply.
And you know a Krishna's going to be able to cook. They make such good food.
Louise wants a Krishna boyfriend. Basically, that's what it comes down to.
You know, I used to have a real high standard for, you know... At least I thought I had a high standard. I've decided it's time to lower the bar, Anna Victoria.
I think that was apparent a long time ago, Louise. Your bar's been lowered.
My bar's been...
For quite some time.
Like, oh, I love this song.
This is my favorite song ever.
Koi Hart.
Okay. True story, kids, about this song, Koi Hart, I Wear My Sunglasses at Night. This was serially grade 6 for me. I was sitting in class. All of a sudden... All we hear in the hallway was, I wear my sunglasses so I can keep track of visuals in my eyes.
I love visuals.
So the whole class breaks out in absolute crazed laughter. Some kid was walking down the hall singing this song, going for it. Not just singing the song.
Aww. Was it Corey himself?
What a cutie. No, it was definitely not Corey. It was a 11 or 12 year old in Alberta.
Aww.
Not Corey Hart.
To go back a minute, Anna Victoria, you mentioned that, yeah, I want to be a groupie. You saw me checking out that the Sailor, perhaps, on Sunday.
You were all over the Sailor.
Oh, come on. I didn't even talk to the guy because I'm so socially handicapped.
You talked about him for like a scrillion hours here in studio before we even started recording.
Oh, my God. You're such a liar. You asked me that one day on the phone. Do I lie? And now the truth is coming out. Compulsive liar. But to respond to that statement, do you know who my first crush was ever?
Who was your first crush, Louise?
Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
No.
Yeah.
Did you kiss his poster?
Oh, my God.
Which was above your bed?
I told you that story.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. I mean, because I was just saying that because I used to kiss a poster of Tom Cruise in Top Gun with my girlfriends when I'd have sleepovers with my girlfriends. Okay, so that's why I was assuming that you had a picture of who? Who?
Dee Snider.
Dee Snider above your bed, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I did. I just thought it was me. I never wore makeup. Still don't wear makeup. But my mother wore makeup.
She wears makeup.
And I would. And she would, I'd put on my mama's lipstick and jump on my bed and try and kiss Dee Snider. I think that dude wore more makeup than my mother.
This is like basically a blast from the past, Louise. Like, seriously. Mm.